Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Well, thank you for the honor and the privilege of your time. I'm Randy Dean, the No BS Bishop, here to talk to you about being alive to love. All lesser values are potential BS. Don't give in to lesser values in life than to be alive to love. You wouldn't think that a guy could string out a subject like love for so long and do it for so many different radio broadcasts or any kind of writing. I blog, I do a lot of things, and it seems like anything and everything that I do, I come back to the subject of love. It's because I believe, as I'll conclude the radio broadcast today, that there is one absolute in the universe. There's one absolute, and it is love. So today I want to talk to you about the commandment of love that we are being given by Jesus in the New Testament. Not 10 commandments, not 5 commandments, but one commandment. And yeah, there are a lot of layers to how we fulfill that commandment, but we're given one commandment, and that is love. The goal of life is not to win. The goal of life is to love well. I'm not on this earth to see to it that I can win over other people, to compete with them. My goal in this life is to love well, no matter what other people may do. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "All humanity is involved in a simple process, and we are all brothers and sisters. To the degree I harm you, no matter what you're doing to me, to that extent, I'm harming myself." So if I love well, I'm treating myself well. So if you've heard of the Ten Commandments that Moses gave us, and they are still valid, and they're still hanging out there, remember this: love fulfills all of those commandments. Now, what are the commandments of love? Because love is that one commandment that fulfills the 10. But how do I manage love in a format that is similar to obeying a command? Well, I'm glad you asked, because I just so happen to have an answer. I got 5 layers of how to obey that one commandment in love. And I think these 5 layers will give you some handles to move forward in life, so that you can go forward with your life in one value, one commandment, and you do it well, and that is to love. So here they are, and they all start with the letter A. You ready? You got a piece of paper and a pen handy, or you got your tablet or your computer in front of you? Why don't you type these in? These are the five layers of achieving obedience to the law of love. First of all, let no day end in anger. Let no day end in anger. Do not let the sun set on your anger. Don't go to bed angry. Don't let your mind be conflicted and absorbed in some kind of angry debate internally with somebody somewhere for some reason. Anger will never work the righteousness of God and goodness. Anger will never get you to a positive solution. Anger cannot construct. Anger will usually only destruct. Now, I know there are moments for anger. I have my moments. I have my times. I'm you. I'm just like you. And you're human. I'm human. There are times when I look at certain things or I hear certain things and I get angry. But I have come to understand that anger is not to be a perpetual state of mind. To live in an angry, wrathful state is to degenerate my health, is to degenerate my mental health, is to degenerate the quality of my life. Don't let anger be the rule of your life. The first layer of obeying the one commandment of love is to get anger out of you quick as you can get it out of you, though, that it does not conquer you. Someone once said that when a man angers you, he conquers you. When they have angered you, you've been conquered. I hate being conquered. I don't want to be beat. I want to love so that when I'm at the end of a day, I've determined myself to be a lover and not an angry person, because love always wins. So the first step toward obeying the commandment of love is to get rid of your anger. The second purpose for living a life of love is to be accountable. Look, I'm a no BS bishop. I don't want to BS you about anything. Every one of us in this world is accountable to somebody. And if you want to be accountable for one of the greatest, why not be accountable for love? Have you loved well? The purpose in life is not to win, but to love well. The purpose in life is not to conquer other people, but to be conquered in your own heart by the purpose of love. Be accountable to somebody. Let somebody know that they have permission. Now, that isn't everybody. Don't give everybody the key to your emotional state by saying, well, you get to tell me what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Don't do that to everybody, but find somebody you trust, somebody that loves you back. And be accountable to them. And when they say, you know, you don't seem to be so loving lately. And I again, you can have your moments. But if lately, if day in and day out, you're loveless, be accountable to somebody who says, come on, lift your sights. Live a little higher, a little better. Go to a different place other than outside of the parameters and the significance and the solid ground of love. So the first step toward being a lover, to fulfill the one commandment of love, the first step is just deal with your anger day by day. Secondly, be accountable. Give somebody the opportunity to look you right in the eye and say, hey, you're not living in love. I'll go back to something I've said here before. I have a good friend in Chicago, a guy named Bishop Nolan McCants, and I love his. He has an adage about life, and he says that everybody ought to have a friend that's good enough to look you in the eye and say, hey, you need a breath mint, which means so if your breath is bad and your friend is smelling that nasty halitosis, so everybody needs a friend that can look you in the eye and say, whoa, my friend, my friend, here. Take this Tic Tac. Take this Altoid. Here's a stick of gum. You need to freshen your breath. The same applies to being accountable, to be a person of love. Have somebody in your life who can nudge you with their elbow and say, hey, you know I love you. Now, out of love, I want you to know you could be more loving. Now, stop that negative behavior. All right? So the first layer is get rid of anger. Second layer is be accountable. The third layer about being faithful to obey the commandment to love is to look at love as the thing you do always with all things. Consider that everything you do can be done in love. 1 Corinthians 16 says, let all that you do be done in love. Here's something that I say. Genuine lovers lead, and genuine leaders love. Here's what that means. If I'm a genuine lover, no matter how simple the task in my life, I can love that simple task. And if I love that simple task, then I've become the leader in that room. I was at a fast food restaurant not long ago, and there was a young lad, maybe in his early 30s, who clearly had Down syndrome, but that was the most cheerful, loving human being I think I could imagine being. He loved cleaning those tables. He loved greeting those customers. He loved his interaction with his fellow workers. He was just alive and loving it. He was loving everything he did. He greeted my wife and I and said, how are you today? Well, that's good. Is your hamburger good? And you know, at that moment, I considered that life is just a little better because there's somebody in the room who is loving. And he's loving washing tables. He's loving picking up the trash. So lovers lead. That whole room, that whole restaurant was a better place because he was loving what he did. Not only do lovers lead, but leaders, genuine leaders, should love. That is to say that if I'm a genuine, let's say again with the fast food restaurant, let's say I'm the manager or maybe I'm the franchise owner. If I'm going to do that job well, then I need to learn to love what I'm doing. I've often told people, if you're not loving what you're doing, then get out of it and go find something you love. Somebody once said that, you know, if you do what you love, you'll never have a lack for money. Do what you love. Love what you do. Lovers lead and leaders love. Put that adage somewhere in front of you that you see it consistently. Let everything always be done in love. Let all that you do be done in love. I'm talking about how to get progress toward obeying the one commandment. And that one commandment, Jesus said, is to love. And first of all, and again, these all start with A, get rid of your anger. Second of all, be accountable. Third, look at all things always as the potential to be done in love. The fourth step toward obeying the commandment to love is to make sure that your answers, that when you answer anybody, that somebody asks you a question, somebody wants to know what you think about a certain subject, somebody wants to know how you view politics. Hey, there's one for you. Woo-hoo, what a great subject to talk about in 21st century America. If somebody wants to know what you think about a certain group of people, somebody wants to know how you respond to a certain controversial subject, the answer, let every answer you give have a taproot, have it be grounded in love. What does love look like? How does love answer questions? How does love answer life? How does love answer the tough critiques? How does love operate when it comes to any sort of purposed thought that I need to give somebody? Let all of your answers be about love. So if I get rid of anger, if I'm accountable, if I see that all things always can be done in love, then one of the greatest, activities, I suppose, one of the greatest human activities that we are all involved in is talking. I'm talking right now. My speech, my verbal assault on your ears and your brain right now is going on. What we do with our words creates worlds. So if I'm answering in love, then I'm creating a world of love. No, I can't change the whole entire 7 billion people planet of the world, but I can change the 3 or 4 people around me and on any given day. I can change it by having an answer that looks like love, an answer that is rooted and grounded in love. And, you know, sometimes if somebody asks me a tough question and I really don't have a good answer, then maybe I just need to say out of love, I don't have a good answer for that because I love you too much to give you a misdirection. I love you too much. And this goes back to the theme of my broadcast. I love you too much just to try to BS you. Just to try to make you think I'm smart. I love you too much to look like I have the answers to every question. So when I'm seeking to obey the command to love, I got to get rid of anger. That's an A. I got to be accountable. That's another A. I got to look at all things always being done in love. That's another A. And then I've got to learn how to answer everything in life with love. And even if it is loving enough to say, I don't have a good answer, well, that is a good answer. And the fifth, but not the least of all, is to understand that love is the only human absolute. That's the A. Love is absolute. Martin Luther King Jr. said one time that he believed that all of history would be summed up in love, that unconditional love and unarmed truth would have the final say in all of reality. All reality will be consumed in love. All of the creation will be consumed in love. For God, now this is me talking, I believe that for God created out of love, God has put us here out of his love, God so loved the world, well, he put us here for love, out of love, for love, and so now out of love, all of creation will land where? On the shores of love. I've had so many heartbreaks in life with treasured friends or family or church members who have died. And sometimes you look at folks and you think, my goodness, their life was hard. My gosh, that was a tough run for them. My own brother lived his life under the power of addictions, and it consumed him and ultimately took his physical life. I've had to answer that tough question. That's back number 4 in how to live a life of love, and that is to let all your answers be out of love. But now on number five, and how do I obey the commandment of love, is to understand that love is absolute. Love is absolute. I know love will have the final answer. So when I look at somebody whose life has been rough, somebody's life has been rough and tumble, and maybe they've dished out some pain in their own life. But you know why people give pain? Because they're in pain. People give pain because they live in pain. And so what they're giving is what they're living. And we have to see that on the outside and see their life in context. The context of somebody's life will then be expressed in the words and the attitudes that they carry. But if I'm going to be a lover, if I'm going to obey the one commandment to love, I have to see that love is absolute, that love will have the final say on reality. And so in order for my life to be in any way, shape, matter, or form connected to those trade winds of you know, raising my sails to carry my sailboat forward, I've got to get that sail in the wind of love. So love is pulling me. I want my life to end not with the whimper of sadness and anger. I want my life to end gloriously in some form, some shape, some matter of love. No greater love has anyone than this, but that they lay down their life for their friends. And why would Jesus do that? Why would anybody lay their life down for their friend? Why? Because love is absolute. Love is the one thing that is worth everything. And in obeying the one commandment to love, I'm being invited to a whole wide world, an expression and an adventure of love. I believe that that we've all had to face the misery of disappointments in love. I know that. I know that my goal to do love as a daily thing is not going to be a daily obedience to that command. I know that love isn't always going to be welcomed by everybody, but I know this, that I'm gonna have to answer even to myself at the end of the day, did I love as well as I could? Genuine love is simply too passionate for timidity. So if we're going to obey the one commandment to love, we've got to surrender to the wild ride of uncertainty, if love is ever to bring us to its authentic benefit. So the five purposes that will get you toward, the five layers, I'm trying to think of any other clever way to say it so you can remember it. The five words that start with A that'll get you on a great slide. When you were a kid, you'd go down the biggest slide you could get, and gravity just took you down that beautiful ride. If you could get on a slide, metaphorically speaking, and just aim yourself at love, what would those five all start with? A, get rid of anger. Anger is your enemy. It's not your friend. Anger may hang around with you for a few minutes, maybe even a larger part of a day or two. But make it your goal to love rather than be angry. Number two in the slide toward obeying the commandment of love is be accountable. Talk to people around you and ask, how am I doing in my love life? Am I being a loving person? Am I being more loving? Am I shooting less anger and bitterness and giving more and more love? Look for number three. Look at the slide toward love as something you can always do. It's something you can always do in all things. Love can be done always toward all things. Everything I do can be done in love. 1 Corinthians 16 says, let everything you do be done in love, and God wouldn't command something you couldn't do. We can do it. Now, do we all do it perfectly? Well, I don't. But I know my goal is to obey the commandment of love and see that all things can be done in love. Mother Teresa, by the way, said, we can't all do great things, but we can all do small things in great love. The fourth layer and handle on getting yourself toward a life of love is to make sure your answers are always done in love. Make sure that when you answer people and their criticisms or their honest questions of your life, make sure you answer in love. And also, and finally, regard love as the one absolute in life that matters beyond all other factors. It's the absolute. Martin Luther King Jr. said that absolute love will have the final say in all reality. Well, now in the last 5 minutes or so of the broadcast, I'm going to ask you to do something with me before we finish this. And I just want you to clear your distractions. If you're holding a phone, you know, just put it down a moment. If you're looking at your computer, go ahead and keep listening to me. But just be focused with me for one moment. Will you please know that in this glorious life, you are loved. Love is somewhere. You were born because two people loved each other. You're on this planet because of love. And if two people didn't love you, at least one person loved you, and that's your mama. I don't know how to say it, but love has always been somewhere in your life. And what you ought to do is focus on that. Don't give up on life, because love is always another possibility. Don't give up on others, because I'll tell you what, others in life are always looking for love. And if you can find yourself loving others, then you'll find yourself living a purpose that will give you something greater to live for than just yourself. I was, as a young lad one time, I was commiserating that nobody loved me. I got caught in a vicious cycle, mentally, emotionally. I got caught in the idea that, boy, nobody loves me. I must be the most unloved, the last person on earth that nobody loves. And I let myself get trapped in that lie. I let myself be caught in this horrible, horrible, vicious lie that nobody loved me. Well, I one day I woke up to somebody who showed up and said, "You know what? I don't know who hasn't told you lately that you are loved, but I'm here to tell you I love you. And God loves you." You know, that turned my life around. That one person spun me around with just one moment of being loving and being kind to me in that one day. So today, I want to say to somebody out there, I love you. I don't know what your situation is. I don't know what your pain is. I don't know what your disappointments are. But I know this, I love you. And even if I don't know your name, I know you're worthy of love. So right now, take a deep breath and say, I'm loved. I am loved. Somebody somewhere loves me. Well, thanks for joining us here today. I've lost a little bit track of my time, and I hope that you've gotten something out of these five layers of getting yourself toward obeying the grand adventure of the law of love. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. No BS here. I'm here to tell you, you are loved.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.